And now it's time to head over to the States to find out what Bob and Chelsea have for us in this week's Science Update.
This week for the Naked Scientists, we're featuring two ways to help the healing process. I'm going to talk about how suction helps, but first, Chelsea's going to tell us about a technology that could be best described as a blood-based bandage.
When you get a cut, blood molecules called platelets create clots and release healing chemicals. To help patients with healing disorders recover from surgery, doctors can actually concentrate a patient's platelets into a gel and apply it to the wounds. Recently, reconstructive surgeon David Hamm, then at the University of Minnesota School of Medicine, decided to test the gel on surgical wounds he made in 8 normal volunteers to see if it would help healthy people, too.
Whenever we had a greater than 6-fold increase of platelet concentration, we saw that they closed approximately, I'd say, 10% quicker.
That may not sound like much, but Hamm notes that for patients recovering from major surgery, it could shave 2 or 3 days and thousands of dollars off a hospital stay.
Thanks, Chelsea. A vacuum cleaner-like device may make children's hospital stays easier. This according to pediatric surgeon Oluyinka Olatoye of the Baylor College of Medicine. He and his colleagues studied children recovering from messy injuries and sores or complicated surgeries. They found that applying constant suction to a wound through a specialized airtight dressing not only promoted healing, but also reduced the need for painful and scary-looking bandage changes.
So many times the wound or the dressing changes are actually very difficult situations for those children that they need to be medicated at times to keep them calm and maintain and reduce the pain.
The suction technique is already used in adults, but this study suggests that it's safe and effective for children and even newborns.
Thanks, Bob. Next time we'll be back with what we hope are some less bloody stories from our side of the pond. Until then, I'm Chelsea Wald.
And I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Back to you, Naked Scientists.
Thank you, Bob and Chelsea, and you can find out more about what they get up to on the web at scienceupdate.com.
We've had a few answers in our teaser, which we want to know, what's the average weight of the human brain? Pat, you're pretty much right. Yvonne in Whittlesea, on the right lines. Andrew in Saffron Walden. L. Hurst, I think. I don't know how big your brain is, but you're way over there.